弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主呢，在过去的差不多两年多的时间了，我们把马可福音终于讲结束了。
Thank our Lord that in the past almost 2 years we finished the Gospel according to Mark.
那么透过福音书，我们能知道主耶稣在地上为我们所做的一切。
Through the Gospel of Christ, we knew all the things that Christ has accomplished.For us.
那么他在离开 我这个世界的时候呢，也给我们留下了他的使命。
As he was leaving us, he had given us the commission.
就是让我们凡是信靠他的人，我们就继续传他的福音，在地上建立他的教会。
So for whoever that believes in him shall continue to spread the gospel and establish the church on this earth.
那么其实这也是我们今年想教会的主题，就是我们要一同心建立我们的教会。
So this is also the theme for our church of this year. So we built the church.
因为我们的退休会的主题其实也是这个。
So it was the theme for our retreat.
所以呢，从今天开始呢，我想跟大家一起分享另一个系列，就是以弗所书。
So today I begin a new series on the Ephesians.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come together to give you thanks and the praises.
感谢父神，你差派你独生爱子来到世上，为我们所成就的美好的救恩。
We thank you, Father, your only begotten Son came and have accomplished the blessings for us.
父神，感谢你真的在世人中间，你接受我们这些罪人，能够成为主你的儿女。
Thank you, Father, for among all the people you have chosen us to receive your grace.
也让我们能够真的是在主你神的国度，能够一起来真的造就你的教会，一起来荣耀你的名。
So that we can also together build your church in your kingdom.
主就求主你透过以弗所书这本书，你就教导我们每一个你的儿女。
May you teach us all your children through this book.Of Ephesians.
教导关于主你教会的真理。
Teach us about the truth of the church.
也教导我们如何真的是过一个基督徒的生活。
Teach us how to live a Christian life.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们中间其实很多人呢是从中国大陆、台湾或者香港、澳门移民到美国来的。
So many of us that came from China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and even Macau.
当然，一些人还可能在别的国家居住过。
Many of you may have lived in other countries too.
那么，当我们从自己的国家来到一个新的国家生活时，我们都会感到新的文化和生活。还有这些是这个分属的一些冲突。
So as we come to a new country, we have all experienced the conflicts between the old life and the new one.
因为我们从小就生活在我们自己的国度的这种分属法律，还有这些价值体系的这些思想中。
So we grew up in a country where we followed our values and our thoughts. That's a different.
然而我们现在既然来到一个新的国家，那么我们就应该是尽一切办法来适应这个国家它的一些生活习惯和风俗。
So as since we came into a new country, we should try to fit in to the new life customs and culture.
所以为此呢，我们必须要更新和改变我们过去的一些思想和行为的方式。
So this is why we need to change how we used to think and how we used to live.
那么再过一个周，也可能就是我们的中国人的中秋节。
So in about a week, there will be the Chinese Mid-Autumn Festival.
那么再往后又是，我们知道的九九的重阳节。
And then we'll have the holiday on September 9th.
那我们还有后面，我们还有我们的春节，还有我们的元宵节等等。
We'll have other festivals as well.
那么甚至有些人还去。拜很多的假的，拜一些祖先呀，或者类似，或者拜各样的假神。
So some of you may worship your ancestors, and also worship some false gods.
然而呢，当我们来到美国，开始的时候，我们要过感恩节和圣诞节、复活节等等这个国家的一些风俗文化。
So as we come here, we also learn how to live, celebrate the Thanksgiving, Christmas as a new culture.
然而，作为基督徒呢，我们更是因为我们认识基督而得以来敬拜这位荣耀之神。
As a Christian, because we know Jesus, therefore we can worship the glorious God.
而他是天地之间唯一的真神。
He is the only true God in heaven and earth.
那么这样的改变呢，不是一些节期上、表面上的改变。
So this kind of change is not a superficial one.
而是我们生命的还是全人的一个改变。
Is the change of our life and the whole person.
再就是也其实也就是我们的人生观、世界观，还有我们的这个价值观的一个颠覆性的改变。
So it's also a complete change of our values regarding our life, regarding our work, and regarding the world.
那么尽管呢，现在呢，世界文化之间呢，这种差异呢，可能越来越小。
Even though the differences among the different countries are getting smaller.
但是我们每个人呢，都是带着各样的背景进入一个新的国家。
But we all came with a different background into a new country.
那么带着各自的文化进入一个新的文化。
We brought with us all cultures into a new one.
那对我们来说呢，也是带着一个各自的罪性，我们进入一个真实的信仰。
We also brought with us our sinful nature into a true faith.
那么今天呢，我们将要学习的以弗所书呢，就是这样一个类似的事情。
So when today we're going to study the Ephesians, it's about the same thing.
那么其实这本书呢，就像是保罗写给以弗所这些信徒的一个移民指南。
So this is look like a guidebook for immigrants.For the people in the church of Ephesus.
他教导他们了如何从一个异教的这个文化背景中来认识我们的主耶稣基督。
So they teach them how to change from the heresies into the true faith.
如何因为信仰的改变来过一个基督徒的一个新生活。
So they need to have a change in their faith to live a Christian life.
其实呢，以弗所书在很多的方面呢，其实是跟我们这个的现在这些实验这些新的国家的习俗很相像。
So actually, the Ephesians they face many changes similar to what we have to change.
那么每个人呢，没有归信耶稣基督的时候呢，要么是无神论者，要么就是信别的一些异教邪说。
For those who before we believed in Christ, some of us are atheists, some worship false gods.
那么或者过着一种无神论的生活，或者过着一种遵循某种异教邪说的生活。
So either we live in an atheist life, or we live in a life that was loyal to heresy.
而归信耶稣之后呢，我们就要过一个圣经中教导我们的一个基督徒的生活样式。
So after we become a Christian, we need to live a Christian life according to the teachings of Christ.
那么这在某种意义上其实就是在从一个世俗污秽的国度进入一个圣洁的神的国度的生活。
So in another way, we left a worldly kingdom, entered into a holy kingdom.
因此要想我们改变这种已经根深蒂固的这种的思想、感觉和行为，
If we need to change the deep-rooted thoughts and deeds,
那么对每一个基督徒来说，其实一个很大的挑战。
So for every Christian, it's a big challenge.
那么在当时呢，以弗所的信徒在归信耶稣基督之前，他们也是都在信一些这个外邦的异教文化。
So at those days, the people in Ephesus they were worship.Idols and foreign gods.
那我们从使徒行传得知，他们当时呢，主要是信奉和敬拜是亚底米神。
So we know that through the books of Acts, people in Ephesus worshipped the goddess Artemis.
那么为此呢，保罗就写信给他们，直接针对这样的挑战。
So Paul wrote them the letter to challenge them for this kind of change.
那么教导以弗所的信徒们怎样在神的国度一同来建造、来得胜、来持守。
So they teach them how they can establish kingdom in God and live their life and walk with God.
那么以弗所书呢，我们大致上可以分为五个部分。
There are about five divisions of the book of Ephesus.
那么在第一章的一到二节呢，是使徒保罗的自述和问安。
So the first chapter, first two verses is the greetings of Paul and his introduction.
那么紧接下的三到十四节呢，是使徒保罗对神的颂赞。
From verses 3 to 14 is the praise toward the Lord.
然后呢，第一章的十五到二十三节，那是保罗为以弗所信徒的这个恒切的祷告。
So between 15 and verse 23 is the earnest prayer that Paul had for people in Ephesus.
那么二章第一节到六章二十节，其实是这本书的主体。
So from first verse of chapter 2.And what's next? That's chapter 6, verse 20, is the main theme of the book.
It's
the contrast between light and darkness.
那教导我们如何在光明国度中行事为人。
Teach us how to live in the kingdom of light.
那么最后的6章23到24、21到24节呢，是保罗最后的祝福和问安。
So the last verses of chapter 6 is the exhortation and encouragement.
那我们今天呢，就先来看以弗所书的第一章的前两节。
So today we only look the first two verses of chapter 1.
就是使徒保罗他奋召呢写信给以弗所的信徒。
So is the apostle Paul.Who by the calling and wrote the letter to Ephesians.
我们先来看这一本书的作者。
Let's see the author.
那么在第一节里面的前半部分，他说：“奉神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。”
So right at the beginning, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God.
那我们中文圣经呢，这节呢是以奉神旨意开始的。
The Chinese Bible started with by the will of God.
其实大家如果看希腊文的圣经或者是英文圣经，我们就会发现，那么它的起始的它一开始呢，都是以保罗的名字开始的。
So if you read the English and the Greek Bible, it always started with Paul's name.
那么也就是说，保罗首先在告诉这封信的读者，这是他亲自写的。
So in other words, Paul is telling all the readers.That he personally wrote this letter.
那么紧接着呢，保罗就表明他写这封书信不是按自己的意思，乃是凭自己的血气写的。
So, continue, he said that he didn't write this letter by his own will.
那么而是奉神的旨意，以基督的使徒的身份来写给他们的。
He wrote this by the will of God as apostle of Christ.
那么使徒这个词呢，基本的意思它就是受差遣的人。
So the word of apostle means to be sent.
所以耶稣基督的使徒，那也就是奉耶稣基督亲自差遣的人。
So the apostle of Christ means Christ he himself sent.
所以呢，这个身份呢，就是表明保罗的特权和他的使命。
So this tells us about the Paul's mission.
那么保罗作为基督的使徒，他除了肩负着向外邦人传福音的使命外，他同时也肩负着对教会的领导责任和提供权柄性的教导。
So not only he has the burden of spread the gospel, he also has the burden of establishing authority in the church.
所以保罗他也不可能说去每一个教会走遍各地。
It is impossible for him to go to every church.And go everywhere.
所以呢，他很多对教会的教导呢，就是借着书信来完成的。
So many of his teachings are through all the epistles he wrote.
他可能写给一个教会的书信，那么在各个教会中间呢来传阅。
It could also that he write one epistle to one church, but read in many different churches.
那么在新约保罗的所有书信中，除了腓立比书跟帖撒罗尼迦前后书，还有腓立门书，那么其他所有的书信一开始保罗都在首先告诉这个收信人他是耶稣基督的使徒。
So in all the Pauline epistles except the first and second Thessalonian and the Corinthians, he always started by his name Paul.
所以呢，保罗是保罗的使徒的身份，即使在书信中没有写，其实好多教会呢都是知道的。
Even though he may not write, he is the apostle, but in many churches they know that.
那么在所有保罗的书信中呢，保罗不只是要传扬这个健全的教义。
In his epistles, not only he is going to proclaim the true doctrine.
那么他的更重要的是，他想让这些教会呢应用健全的教义来服侍、来教导当时教会中的如何来将教义能够来这个在生活中呢体现出来。
So more important, he is wanted to teach the people through the true doctrine how to live a Christian life.
那么他的书信呢，其实充满了牧养的情怀。
So in his epistles, you can see the hearts of a great shepherd.
那么同时呢，他也针对初代教会所面临的各样的问题。
He also knew all the problems the churches are facing.
那么给出他们符合圣经神的旨意的这种应对的方法。
And how to respond.To the will of God.
那么在以弗所书中，保罗经常把他使徒的身份和先知那么并列在一起使用。
He often uses his apostleship and as a prophet together.
那么让人们知道，那么使徒和先知与基督一起呢，构成建立教会的根基。
So he wanted people to know it is the apostles and prophets and Christ together.Established the foundation of the church.
那么使教会的建立和成长能够符合神的旨意。
So that the establishing and the growing of the church will be according to God's will.
那么在他在以弗所书二章十九到二十二节，那么他这样写道：他说，这样你们不再做外邦人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So in chapter 2, verse 19 to 22, Paul wrote, So then you are no longer strangers and aliens.That you are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit.
那么这里呢，保罗呢把教会比作是圣殿。
So here, Paul considers the church as a holy temple.
那么耶稣基督呢，就是这个圣殿根基的房角石。
So Jesus is the cornerstone of the foundation of the church.
那么我们每个信徒都是建立这个圣殿的一块石头。
So all of us believers are part of the.A piece of the stone used in building.
所以我们都是靠着耶稣基督才可以连为一体。
So that we can only be joined together in Christ.
那么知道了，那么这封信的这个作者的他是使徒保罗。那我们再看这封信是写给谁的。
Now we know who is the author. Now let's see who are the recipients.
那么后面第一节的后半部分，他说写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
So in the second half of first verse, it says, "To the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus."
所以呢，这 半节经文呢，我们很明显的看到，那么这封信主要是写给以弗所的教会的圣这些弟兄姐妹们的。
So it is clear it was written to the brothers and sisters in the church of Ephesus.
那么以弗所呢，它是位于这个爱琴海沿岸。
So if Ephesus was located right at the corner of the Aegean Sea.
那么当时呢是东西方世界的一个要道。
It was the main traffic between the east and the west.
那么也是罗马帝国亚细亚省的省会。
It was also the capital of minor Asia in the Roman Empire.
那么它的具体的地方呢，就是位于现在的土耳其的这个西部地区。
So it's located in today's place would be the western part of Turkey.
所以根据《使徒行传》的十八章到十九章，那么保罗第一次到以弗所是在他第二次的宣教中，在这里做了个短暂停留。
So according to Acts 18, and Paul wrote this when he was temporarily stayed there.
那么在以弗所书的十八章十九到二十节，他这样写道：他说到了以弗所，保罗就把他们留在那里，自己进了会堂和犹太人辩论，众人请他多住些日子，他却不允。
Verse 19 and 20 in Acts 18. And they came to Ephesus, and he left them there, but he himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay for a longer period, he declined.
那么一年后呢，他又回到这里来传道，并且建立教会。
So a year later, he returned to Ephesus to preach and to establish church.
并且在这里住过两年，并且与当那么而且呢与当地的这个雅典米女神和其他的异教之徒呢有过一些冲突。
So he lived there for 2 years, and he clearly had a conflict with the goddess, the people who believe in the goddess of Artemis.
那么在使徒行传的十九节一节。他告诉我们说亚伯罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒。
So chapter 19 of Acts, verse 1, and it happens that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the inland country and came to Ephesus.
那么他第八节他又说，保罗进会堂发胆讲道，一连三个月辩论神国的事，劝化众人。
So in verse 8, he entered the synagogue and for this 3 months spoke boldly, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God.
在十节又写到说，这样有两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚，无论是犹太人是希腊人，都听见主的道。
So this continued for 2 years, so that all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord.
所以从前面这些经文，我们知道保罗呢曾经在以弗所呢他传道，并且建立教会。
So we knew that Paul proclaimed the gospel and established church in Ephesus.
那么在《使徒行传》的十九章二十六节到二十八节的前半部分。
So in Acts 19 verse 26 and the first half of 28.
大家还能记得那个因为保罗传讲神的道而丢了这个做雅典秘神龛的这个生意的这个银匠，那么这个他呢，这个他叫迪米丢，就是这样来控告保罗的。
So we know because of Paul's work in Ephesus, it cost a lot to the silversmiths.In whose business, one of the person's name is Demetrius.
那么他是这样来控告保罗的，他说这保罗不但在以弗所，也几乎在亚细亚全地引诱迷惑许多人，说人手所做的不是神，这是你们所听看见所听见的，这样不独我们这事业被人藐视，就是大女神雅典米的庙也要被人轻忽，连亚细亚全地和普天下所敬拜的大女神之威容也要消灭了，众人听见就怒气填胸。
So in verse 26 it says this Paul has persuaded and turned away a great many people, saying that gods made with hands are not gods, And there is danger, not only that this trade of ours may come into disrepute, but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis may be counted as nothing, and that she may even be deposed from her magnificence, she whom all Asia and the world worship. When they heard this, they are enraged.
那么这之后呢，保罗虽然离开了以弗所，但是他与以弗所在教会的一些长老呢，还一直在保持联系。
After this, even though he left the place, but he continued to have connections with the elders of the church.
那么在二十章十七节，他这样写道：“说保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。”
So, chapter 20, verse 17 of Acts. Now.From Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him.
那么圣经的学者呢，普遍认为呢，这是保罗最后一次离开以弗所后七年，那么写的这封信。
Most scholars, Bible scholars, think Paul wrote this after he left the church 7 years.
那么在是保罗呢，在罗马坐监狱被软禁的时候写的。
This was written when Paul was at the house arrest in Rome.
所以他在这里也写过其他的三本书，就是腓立比书、和哥罗西书，还有腓利门书。
He also wrote Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon, those three books when he was in the house arrest.
所以呢，我们往往是把这四本书叫做是保罗写的四封的监狱书信。
So we usually call them the prison epistles.
那么使徒保罗呢，他深知以弗所呢是一个假神异教盛行的地方。
Paul knew that in Ephesus, the worshiping of false gods are very popular.
那么信徒们其实面对了很多的挑战。
And the believers face many challenges.
所以呢，他写这封信就教导并鼓励他们关于神的国度的真理，还有就基督徒行事为人的一些实际的应用。
So that he taught them through what he wrote, he taught them the truth and also encouraged them to live a Christian life.
所以呢，保罗在这里首先指出，每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒，那么即使圣徒，他说这里说也应当是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
So even every Christian, even so-called saints, ought to have loyalty in Christ.
那么在旧约时代，我们知道，凡是被神从这个世界分别出来归神所用的，它不管是人还是这个物品，都算为圣。
So we know in the Old Testament, not only people, even things, if they are set apart to be used by God, is considered sacred.
因为神是圣洁的，所以归神所用的一切都算为圣洁。
So because God is holy, so all things to be used for God is also holy.
那么在新约时代，所有在有生之年真正信靠耶稣基督的人。
In the New Testament time, all the people in their life, if they trust Jesus.
那么这些其实都是神在创世之前就在耶稣基督里所拣选的人。
So these were the people that God has chosen in Christ.Even before in time past.
那么这些人是被从世人中分别出来，在他们在神面前，因为信耶稣基督而被得称为义，所以他们在神面前也被称为圣洁。
So they were separated apart, and because they are justified by believing in Jesus, therefore they are also called saints.
那么在以弗所书一章四节，保罗这样写道。他说：“就如神创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了你们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。”
So in Ephesians 1:4, it says, "Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love."
所以呢，我们所谓在神，我们所信主的人呢，我们说圣洁，那是不是因为我们真正的说本质上圣洁了？那是因为神的拣选。
So we believers of God, that we are called holy, not because we are truly holy, it's because God's church.
所以呢，在新约中，圣徒呢被用于所有重生得救的基督徒。
So in New Testament, saint is belongs to all regenerated believers.
所以圣徒呢，指的是信徒在基督里的一个地位。
So being a saint is your position in Christ.
它并不是我们真正的生命的本质。
It's not the essence of our life.
因为我们知道我们还有罪性，而且我们还会经常去犯罪。
Because we still have a sinful nature and we will continue to commit sin.
那我们知道呢，保罗在给哥林多教会的信中，他起先也是称哥林多的教会的这些人称为圣徒。但是紧接着他就指出他们过的是非常不圣洁的生活。
So we know that Paul called all the believers of Corinth as saints, but we also know many of them lived their sinful lives.
然而神的旨意呢，那是要叫那些真正重生得救的人，行事为人要与所蒙的恩典要相称。
So God's will is that for all those who are blessed believers,live a life that's worthy of what God chose them for.
也就是说，圣徒理当应该有符合圣徒身份的一些生活的方式。
So as a saint should have a life that's worthy of being a saint.
那么在基督耶稣里，那么的意思就是承认自己是个罪人。
In Jesus Christ means we confess ourselves as sinners.
真正信靠耶稣基督，并且接受他作为自己的救主，还有让他来掌管我们生命的。
Truly trust Jesus as our Savior, but also let him control our life.
那么什么是对主的忠心呢？
What do we mean by loyal to Lord?
那么保罗在这个罗马书十二章一节，他这样说，他说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，那是理所当然的。
So Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
所以呢，对主的忠心是表示对主的忠诚，毫不疑惑的依靠。
So to be loyal to the Lord means we have no doubt we completely trusting in Him.
那么愿意把自己当作祭物来献给他。
And offer ourselves as a sacrifice to Him.
那么刚才我们看到了保罗，首先他做了一个自我陈述。
We just saw Paul's introduction.
那么他说他是以耶稣基督使徒的身份写的这封信。
He wrote this epistle by the position as apostle of Christ.
那么他紧接着概括了他写信的这个对象。
And he also pointed out who are the recipients.
就是以弗所的教会的这些信徒。
Is the believers, the saints in the church of Ephesus.
那么随后呢，他就问他们的安，来为他们祝福。
And then he blessed them and greeted them.
那么这就是我们最后一点，就是基督徒，那么基督在圣徒他们所得的祝福是什么。
So this is the third point. He says the blessings for the saints.
那我们看第二节，这里面他说，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
In verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么恩惠呢，一般是包括信徒从主耶稣那里白白得到的一切的好处。
So grace includes all the free gifts we received from the Lord.
它不是因为你我努力得到了。
We didn't work hard to get it.
那是基督白白的赐给我们的。
It's given to us by Christ freely.
所以它既包含父神透过主耶稣的死和复活赐给我们的救恩，
It includes the salvation through Jesus' death and resurrection.
也包含我们日常生活中从这个神而来的这些看顾。
So it also includes all the things we received from God in our daily lives.
那么以弗所教会的信徒呢，已经靠主的恩典，他们得到了救恩。
So we know that saints of Ephesus received grace.
那么这救恩虽然它是永远不会失去的。
Even though they will never lose those their salvation.
但是在他们日常生活中，他们还会面对各样的挑战，这是真实的。
But it is true they will continue to face challenges in their lives.
那么他们从异教邪说的引诱中。
So we know that in the heresies,
从假拜假神的这些捆绑中，
they are also being under bondage of the Pharisees.
从周围异教文化风俗的这些困惑中，
and also they were confused by their different religions of the day.
怎么样来转化为对基督的认识，对真理的理解和消化？
How do they change all of that to have good understanding?And they may receive Jesus Christ.
对自我罪行的认识和痛悔。
And also to have a good knowledge of their own sinful nature and repent.
来愿意靠着基督耶稣的这恩典，能够过一个得胜的生活。
So they have a willingness to live a triumphant life by the grace of our Lord Jesus.
所有的这一切都需要主的帮助。
They need.All the help from the Lord for all of this.
那么这就是主耶稣给他们的第一个祝福，就是求神常常施恩惠给这些信徒。
So this is the blessing from the Lord, from the Lord, so they may often have grace from the Lord.
那么保罗给这些以弗所信徒的第二个祝福就是求神常常赐他们平安。
The second blessing is may they have peace from God.
那么这里所说的平安并不是指说让他们做一切事情一帆风顺。
The peace doesn't mean they will do everything fine.
而是指他们指他们在人生的变化无常的这个境况下他们的心境的一种安宁。
So this is that they may have a peace of mind in the changing world.
那么这种平安不会通过拜这个雅典米女神来得到。
They will never receive this kind of peace from worshiping Artemis.
而只有真正认识耶稣基督、信靠他的人才会真正的经历。
Only those who believe and trust in Jesus can experience peace.
因为只有透过耶稣基督，我们才能够与神和好。
Only through Jesus Christ we can be reconciled with God.
那我们在信靠耶稣基督、接受他成为我们的救主、生命的主那一刻。那么我圣灵就永远住在了我们的里边。
So the moment we received Christ, Holy Spirit indwelling in us.
那么就让我们永远不会跟主分离。
So we'll never be forsaken or depart from Lord.
那让我们过去跟主跟神敌对破裂的关系得到了完全的恢复。
So our broken relationship with God is now being restored.
然而呢，每一天我们还要面对各样意想不到的事情。
So every day we're going to face things that we cannot expect.
因为我们还会犯罪，我们肉体还会有软弱。
Our flesh will be weak. We will commit sin.
我们内心也会常常产生各样的挂虑和担心。
We'll also have troubles, anxiety in our hearts.
所以呢，在信了主之后成圣的道路上，每天都需要主来继续的坚固我们的信心。
So after we became believers in our life journey as a Christian, we need God and the Lord to continue help us.
所以这就要求我们常常要凡事来交托神，求神的恩惠呢，给我们的内心带来平安。
So that we need often.Commit all things to the Lord so that He may give us peace.
那就像腓立比书四章六到七节这样告诉我们的，他说：“应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。”
So that's Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and let your requests be made known to God. and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
那么这里我们看到，只有神赐恩惠给我们，我们才会有真正的平安。
So we can only have true peace under God's true grace.
而且呢，唯有在恩惠解决了罪的问题之后，我们人才会得到这个平安。
Only through grace that we may solve the problem of sin, then we can have true peace.
而且唯有天天靠着神所赐的我们的恩惠，信徒才可以经历每日的平安。
And only by our trust in the Lord, every day we can experience peace.
那么恩惠这个词呢，其实在希腊语中，这是在希腊语，希腊人中间呢，一个问候语。
So grace is a greeting among the Greeks.
而在犹太人中间呢，他们问安往往就是用一个另一个祝词的用这个平安来作为这个问候，最后的祝福。
So peace is often used by the Jews as greetings.
那么保罗在这里把这两个词放在了一起，乃是向以弗所的信徒表明新约教会的真理，那就是犹太人的基督徒和这个外邦的基督徒在基督里他们是成为一体。
So when Paul uses grace and peace together, he is meaning the Gentiles and the Greeks are united in Christ.
那我们现在呢，一起来看一下，那么这份两千多年，那么使徒保罗写给以弗所信徒的信。
So now we're going to look at the epistle written by Paul to the church of Ephesus about 2,000 some years ago.
那么这封信对我们现今有什么引导，还有什么帮助？
So what kind of help can we get from this epistle?
那我们可以把使徒保罗前面对以弗所的问安和祝福呢，有两句话来总结。
So for the greetings and blessings, we can conclude with two sentences.
那么就是基督徒应是在基督里有忠心的人。
So Christian means the people who are loyal to Christ in Him.
而且基督徒应当常常从父神和主耶稣基督那里求恩惠和平安。
So as a Christian, we should often seek truth and grace and peace from the Lord.
那么今天我们怎么样来表达我们这种对救主的这个忠心呢？
So how are we going to express our loyalty to the Lord?
那我们刚刚已经结束了马可福音的学习。
We have just completed the study on the Mark.
那我们已经知道主耶稣为我们死，完成了父神的这个救恩计划。
We know that Jesus died for us and completed Father's plan for redemption.
那么他复活升天后，直到他第二次再来。
So from his resurrection and ascension until the day he comes again.
他一直在父神的右边，做我们的祭司、君王和大祭和先知。
So he is our priest, our king, and our savior in front at the right hand side of God.
那么这样一位大救主，这样一位君王，那我们应该怎么样对他表达我们忠心呢？
So how are we going to express our loyalty to him, to this great king?
那么以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹们，我们可以想一下，他们怎么样一遍一遍的来看保罗写去的这些书信。
We can imagine how those people in Ephesus continue to read this epistle again and again.
而且拿上这些书信也到处的传扬
，and also spread with this letter.
那么你我现在有整本的新旧约的圣经
，so you and I we have the entire Bible, including Old Testament and New Testament.
我们有没有每天真的是把这本书当作一个宝贝来常常的来阅读
？Have we really cherished this book every day and read it?
因为这就是神给我们每日的书信。
So this is what God has given us every day.
那么在他以外，我们还有没有残余的这些我们生命中的这些亚底米的神？
So Other than our God, do we have some remaining false gods in us?
那我们有整本的圣，那么神让我们真的是读他的话语。
God wants us to read His words.
而且一遍一遍的读，我们才能真正的体会他的意思。
I would read them page by page and try to understand the meanings.
我们可能有的弟兄姐妹可能花很多的时间在外面读一些圣经之外的一些东西。
Some of us may read many other things outside the Bible.
那么当然我们不反对大家读任何的这种属灵的参考书。
Of course, we don't oppose people reading books that can help us.
但是如果你没有系统的认真的多多的读圣经而去找别的东西来读，那么这个不一定是神的心意。
So if you do not read the Bible systematically and find many other books which may not be God's will.
因为它很可能把你带到一个很危险的境地。
Because those books may lead you to a dangerous place.
那还有我们今日的恩惠和平安，我们从哪里来呢？
Where do we get our grace and peace today?
那么是对周遭这些文化的认同中来吗？
Do they come from the culture in our surrounding environment?
那么能从这个对世俗的妥协中得到吗？
Can we get that from compromising with the culture?
还是从对基督的爱和对真理的认识。
All comes from the love and understanding of truth from Jesus.
或者对他命令的顺服。
Or be submissive to his commands.
从这些里面来。
Would this come from those?
那么只有我们常常的真的在主的爱中来寻求他的面。
Only if we can seek his face in the Lord's love.
那么在他的话语中我们才能真正的得到他的真理的教导。
Then we can receive the teaching about the truth in his words.
那么又爱我们救主，赐我们，又爱我们的救主，赐我们生命的神。
According to our Lord, our Savior, and the God who gave us life.
那么透过我们对以弗所书的学习。
Through our learning from the book of Ephesians.
来引导我们，来提醒我们。
This will lead us and remind us.
使我们能够一起在耶稣基督里成长，一同来建立主的教会。
So we can continue to grow together and build this church in Christ.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们也一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you together to thank you.
主，感谢你透过圣经，主你来启示主你的真理。
Thank you for revealing to us your truth through the book of Bible.
主，感谢你留下这些宝贝的话语。
Thank you for giving us such precious words.
让我们在真的这个过这个基督徒的生活中不至于被迷失。
So that we shall not be lost in our life as a Christian.
也不至于被外界的各样的这些东西所诱惑。
And would not be tempted by all other things.
主，让我们专心在你的话语中。
So that we fix our hearts into your words.
让我们服在主你的命令之下。
So that we submit ourselves under your commands.
能够按照主你的旨意去行。
And do things according to your will.
让我们一同来建立主你的教会。
So we can continue to build your church together.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.